Now the epistle is taken from the epistle of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 11. O the depth of the riches of the wisdom out of the knowledge of God! How incomprehensible are his judgments, and how unsearchable his ways! For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and recompense shall be made him? For of him, and by him, and in him are all things. To him be glory for ever. Amen. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 28. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Going therefore, teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And behold, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world. And thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Going therefore, teach ye all nations, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, it is an interesting thing what sticks in the mind of a child. Sometimes they may be the most innocuous things, like a joke you shared with a childhood friend, even though you may not be able to recall that friend's name anymore because it has been just so many years. Other times, there may be life lessons in your memories that have guided you for the rest of your life. One of my own earliest memories is, of all things, a visit to a gas station when I was probably 4 years old. Almost like a dream, I have no idea how I got to the store, where it's located now, or pretty much anything else about it. I just know I found myself there following after my father. My dad picked up a few things, went to the cash register, paid for his purchases, then led me back outside. A very boring, ordinary situation until we did get outside, because that was when I called my father's attention to myself. He looked down at me as my toddler self gleefully showed the candy bar that I had taken from the store and hid in my shirt. Somehow my four-year-old mind knew to conceal my ill-gotten gains from the man behind the counter. However, I thought my great escape had already been accomplished, and I could then enjoy the feast I had purloined. My father had other ideas, though. He realized what I had done and immediately turned me back around, led me right up to the cashier, and had me return the candy myself. Then he waited until I apologized in my own very shy and sullen words. My childhood heart felt utterly betrayed until we went back outside and my father explained the right way to do things. I don't know what words he used, but I really didn't need them. My father's actions spoke so loudly of what it means to be honorable that the echoes have rung in my mind throughout the decades that followed. And in that lesson to a selfish child, my father followed the command of our Savior in today's gospel, Going therefore, teach ye all nations. Our Savior gave this command directly to his apostles. Eventually, these first bishops of the Catholic Church spread throughout the known world and taught anyone who would listen of Jesus Christ, of his heavenly kingdom, and of the virtue necessary to earn a place in that eternal paradise. The Church has this same duty to teach all nations, but it is parents who first and foremost have this duty and right to teach specifically their own children. Each family is a bit like its own little kingdom, a nation, so to speak. And the father and mother, they are the king and queen over this miniature empire. God, our eternal Father, gifted to our earthly parents his greatest treasure, the souls of his own children, the same souls he died on the cross for, and for whom he waits in heaven, hoping to welcome them home to his own kingdom. Before we can enter that place, though, souls must earn that place. That means they must learn their faith, avoid sin, and above all, strive for virtue. Their first teachers in this lifelong labor are their own parents, mothers to nurture and fathers to lead. Virtue, doing what is right, even when it hurts, that is something that does not come naturally to us due to our fallen human nature. Even though all mankind does admire virtue, our Heavenly Father has written into our hearts a love for acting honorably. Everyone recognizes the good of humility, of charity, and even of justice. But to overcome our natural selfishness and put these virtues into practice, that can be a difficult thing, especially if we do not develop these habits in our youth. And thus, fathers and mothers, the education they give and the example they display is one of the most important aids any soul has to earn salvation. Whether it was patience in waiting for the car to pass before crossing the road, or how to forgive when you are angry, probably at your own brother or sister, or maybe they simply help prevent you from stealing, like my own father, your parents taught you many virtues hidden in everyday actions. How piteous are those souls who do not have that gift of fathers and mothers to give them that example. On this Father's Day, then, recall the good your own father did for you, both your heavenly father and as well your earthly father. Those little lessons your earthly father gave, whether a simple skill like how to change a tire, or the more noble one of how to be patient in suffering, especially when you were the cause of that suffering he bore. Then, my dear faithful, thank God for your earthly father. First, thank God for him by praying for him. This is the best way to show your love for your earthly father, praying that he receives the choicest graces from our eternal father. But do not let it stop there. Show your love for him. Speak to him. Spend time with him. If there is any coldness between you, then strive to root it out. Sacrifice yourself, your feelings for him, just as he sacrifices himself for love of you. Show your love to your heavenly father and your earthly father for all they have given you. As a good child, pray to God your Father for the graces you need, and pray for your earthly father for the graces he needs. Remember your eternal father and all he has done for you, and remember your earthly father and all he has done for you. And this day and every day, my dear faithful, do something for them, especially by your prayers to God the Father and for your earthly father. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.